Blog Talk Radio.
Harder than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Welcome, welcome, Mr. Russell Price Morning Show. It's Friday. Where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Our special guest this morning is Zena Mitchell. She'll be coming on our Newsmaker Live in just a short minute. Before we bring her up, we want to talk about the upcoming events. For Be There Magazine and the Black Card. The Black Card. I was told if you say something three times, you can't forget it. The Black Card. Don't miss your opportunity to get the Black Card. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on the Black Card. The Black Card one is opening doors. It's making things happen in the DMV. It's making things happen because we are doing things differently. Our upcoming event is April 13th. It's going to be at the Decadence, 6204 Georgia Avenue. Decadence is an awesome, awesome place. If you haven't been to Decadence, you owe it to yourself to come to Decadence because she put a lot into it. We're having entrepreneurs networking over coffee, and we're spotlighting special businesses. Matter of fact, Zena Mitchell will be one of the people we're spotlighting, but also George, his collection of clothes will be there. We have in Vanilla. She'll be there. It's going to be off the chain. It's broadcasting live from 10 to 10:30, and we're going to be networking from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. So don't miss this opportunity to be at Entrepreneurs Networking over Coffee on the 13th of April. Our next big event will be the Ultimate Happy Hour, Top Shelf Businesses, top shelf men, top shelf women, top shelf food, top shelf entertainment, and top shelf fun. We're doing something to help businesses stay alive. This is an opportunity for you to come and experience an old-fashioned happy hour where prices was like that years ago. All top shelf liquor will be $5. Rail drinks will be $3. If you don't drink, you can get any type of juice you want for $2. It's going to be an opportunity to also network and hear some good entertainment, but also promote your business. It's like that. On our Newsmaker line, Zena Mitchell, are you on the line? Go ahead.
Hi, Russell. It's actually Zena.
Zena, I'm sorry. Forgive me, please. Zena.
That's okay.
It's a pleasure to have you on our Newsmaker line, Zena. Give us a little bit of background of who you are and what you do.
It's a pleasure to be talking with you this morning. As I said, I'm Zena Mitchell Humphreys, and I am the owner of Midshamar Events and Meetings Consulting that's located in Laurel, Maryland. And what we do is a lot of corporate and social events, also corporate meetings from conferences, seminars, webinars, and business launchings, company retreats and grand openings, and also a lot of nonprofit and for-profit fundraisers and galas. On the social side, from anywhere from engagement parties, ladies, men's, couples retreats, networking events, art showings, book signings, music promotions with music festivals, also reunions, whether it be fraternity, sorority, or family reunions that we do.
That's excellent. How long have you been doing this?
It's off and on, actually. I started in the event planning business back in, actually, 96 as a wedding planner. And that's something I no longer do. But getting into what I just mentioned, the company actually started back in 2007. And I've been working on that since then.
When people say they are an event planner, that covers a lot of categories. What exactly does an event planner do?
There are many, as you said, there are many categories, and I'd have to say, dealing with event planning itself, people tend to think it's about parties and just throwing a party together. I mean, that's wonderful in itself. But for the kind of work that I do, and that which is my sole bread and butter, is that it involves a lot of intricate timing, detailing, thought-provoking, and long hours, and, of course, education to stay on top of what's going on every day in the event industry. And that can mean learning the latest technologies in order to make an event better for your clients. Let's say, for example, of putting together a fundraiser, of definitely having to knowing how to go out and to pitch whatever idea that your client has to sponsors and vendors and just the general public and getting them interested. That's a part of what I have to do. Also making sure that my client, the only thing that they're concerned about is that they take care of their guests and that they enjoy themselves. What I do as an event planner is I work behind the scenes, so whatever is going on, the smallest detail can become the biggest problem. So that is my job, to make sure that that's taken care of and the client never knows about it. All they know is that they're having a phenomenal event, and they've raised, you know, a lot of money, and that the event has been a huge success. And that's the goal for my business, for my clients, is to make sure whatever event that they're having, whether it's a fundraiser or even a private party, just to make sure that the event that they had in mind and keeping their vision for their event is a huge success for them. That's the bottom line.
Excellent, excellent. Because you hear that word, event planner, and a lot of people don't know. That's why the listening audience today, I'm glad you clarified some of what a planner is, because people do think it's about planning some kind of party. But when you say a wedding planner, that's a real big detail thing to do for someone, because it's the one-time shot, and it's their wedding, and it gets into a lot of detail. But to be a wedding planner, that's a lot of responsibility, and you take on somebody's really life or future of their life is being documented, and that's not something that people want to take lightly. I just admire what you're doing, because basically everybody can't do it, and you seem to be very, very on top of it. When we come back, I want you to talk about some of your future upscale events that's coming up that you're participating in and what you're going to be doing. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. Okay. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll be right back with the one and only Zina Mitchell. We'll be right back. I am so happy you're on this line, though. Really, I am.
I'm glad too.
Cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my goal.
As far as your business, and give us the name of your business and how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, again, the name of the business is Mitch Marr. It's M-I-T-C-H M-A-R, and the two M's are capitalized, Events and Meetings Consulting, and they can reach us at 240-772-1287. Or at MitchMarrEvents@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Go ahead.
No, great. I'm waiting for you. That was actually about some of the upcoming events. Go ahead.
The events I'm currently working on actually is one that's personal for me. Starting out, I'm getting to host my own family reunion. This year, this is our 61st year, and we host it every year in different cities. And the first time it's ever being held is here in the D&D area, and a lot of people are excited coming. So our event is the reunion. At most, we've held about 400 people at our family reunion, and that'll be in July. Other events that are coming up, I've actually started working with several national artists. When I started doing music production, that's with music festivals, showcasing different artists. I've booked artists in the past before for different events or events that I've had in the past. And so I'm now getting an opportunity to work on the national circuit. Working with some current and some past national artists that are out there and really doing some amazing things. And also, I've started a new foundation, which is also very dear to my heart, BSC Foundation, which is Diabetes, Stroke, and Cancer Foundation. And that is geared towards not only just in definitely preventing awareness and also paying homage to those who fought good battles and those who are still champions and are fighting the good fight through diabetes and stroke and cancer. And a lot of people aren't aware of that those three I would say atrocities, because they're, if you're looking at the numbers these days, diabetes has really exploded for the past few years for some reason. There was just a study that was just announced on television not too long ago about how diabetes has really become a serious epidemic over the past few years, and also with stroke and cancer, and those three things are actually linked, and there have been studies that there have been links to diabetes and cancer as well as stroke, and I've had, unfortunately, I bore witness to all three being a detriment to people who have been close to me, so that's one reason why the foundation was created. So that's something that I'm working on, working with a lot of new businesses that are now discovering who I am by word of mouth and, of course, by me networking. I love networking a lot and getting to know a lot of businesses that are out there, from startups to those who are already very much rooted and grounded into the community. So that's pretty much, and that's a lot that I've just covered, but that's pretty much in a nutshell of what I'm doing right now.
Well, I want to commend you for taking on those type of things that are really plaguing our community. I want to talk a little bit about the family reunion first. People always talk about having family reunions, and some people just say we're going to have one, and they just throw it together, invite people over, get some T-shirts made. But what exactly does it take to do a family reunion? Because people don't really know.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, it is a task, as it is like a wedding. You definitely have to be serious about what you're doing. And it's not just, pulling things together and calling people and saying, hey, let's get together. It really does involve planning. And I will give an example of the reunion that I'm doing now, is that putting a committee together of people that are in your area and then those who are in the larger part of the area is what I've done, where we have the largest families. I've actually gotten certain people on the committee in order to reach out to those family members to let them know about the reunion. So you have to put a committee together. We use all of our skills. We professionals, whether we're in technology with IT, those who are doing about budget, those who are part of the hotel industry, I pulled all of those in my family together to form a committee, and we definitely pull everybody's information together, and of course there's updating information that you have to do. And, planning and getting the word out. And these days, it's the biggest asset to family reunions, actually, I would say, to any type of event that you're doing, even meetings, is a social media outlet that is so huge in getting. And that is something for this particular reunion we've been able to implement in our planning, is to use all avenues of social media. And, of course, we do have those who are not part of the social media avenue, so we do have to continue on with the original form of picking up the phone and, of course, snail mail, which is postal mail, of getting the word out that way. And then, of course, following up and, again, creating that budget. And a lot of times, the prior reunion doesn't always have money left over to hand over to the new committee for the new reunion. So we have to find creative ways of coming up with funds and, making sure that, we create a budget and also dues that are going to be very reasonable for family members. We've created where we do installment plans. If people can't afford to, pay their dues right off the bat. And, of course, me being an event and meeting planner, I was able to really negotiate hotel prices and meeting spaces with the hotels. And I would say one thing you would do is not directly go to the hotel. You have the hotels come to you, meaning that you send out what is called a referral for proposal, RFP, and they bid for your business. And of course, that's the way we came up with doing, getting great rates for the hotels, for the rooms, and, of course, food and beverage, if anybody knows, in doing an event. That is your biggest monster, is the food and beverage part of your event. So definitely having to negotiate on that and making sure that they can accommodate your people. Everything that you want to do in that venue that they're able to accommodate it. And so that way I was able to do that for the reunion. And, you know, I just, you know, everything else, of course, you know, you have people who are anxious to come in and they would you go ahead and send out the money. But then again, as anybody would know, with anything, you are going to have the Johnny-come-latelys and all of a sudden there's a flood of I'm coming and here's my money. So you have to be patient with that. And especially with working with your family, you really have to be patient. And, you know, and loving and coming together and knowing what family is about. And I would say with my family reunion, we really get down to the history of our family as to how did we arrive, you know, because we all just didn't get here by accident. And there was someone years ago, centuries ago, actually, who, you know, paved the way, and we're all our descendants of those former slaves, and we celebrate them and really tell the history, especially to our younger generation of family members, of, you know, what our family was like, what we are like, and what we will be, what we're striving to be, and to become a stronger family, and also to give back to our community.
Excellent, excellent. This is the Russell Price Morning Show on Newsmaker Line. The lines are lit up. The number here is 347-637-1577. We'll be right back with the one and only Zina Mitchell. She is really doing things that are changing that way that people do events, and that's what's really important right now. Everybody wants to be an event planner. Everybody's trying to do things, but what she's doing is giving back. She has causes that she does. We want to come back. When we come back, we want to talk about this word fundraiser. That's another word you hear people throw around. We're doing a fundraiser. What actually is a fundraiser? We want to hear from a professional and let you know what it really is. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Radio. Don't forget this upcoming event, April 13th, Wednesday. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. It's Entrepreneurs Networking Over Coffee. We're going to be networking over coffee and broadcasting live from 10 to 10:30 at Decadence, 6204 Georgia Avenue. And definitely she'll be there. Miss Mitchell will be there. You cannot miss her because you get a chance to see her up close and personal. What is this word fundraising and what is a fundraiser? Because you hear it so much, but what is the actual fundraiser?
Oh my gosh. There are so many intricate details when it comes to fundraising. You do have, you know, various goals. It just depends on what your goal is for that. Of course, you have schools that, you know, when they're wanting to do car washes or you know, whatever, or those small little league teams. I remember my youngest son being on a T-ball team, and we would do fundraising where the mothers would get together and we'd bake cookies or cakes and we would sell them for, you know, to get their uniforms and things together. So that was, that's a little fundraising. But on the series side, when you're really wanting to raise big dollars and for definite social or political causes, there's a lot of things that are involved. First of all, taking into detail the demographics of where you are, of finding out exactly who is your target audience that you really want to reach. Who is it that when you're going into dealing with sponsors and partnerships as well as vendors, who is it that you want to really tie into your event to make it flow and to make it a success, not just for what you're doing, but to make it a success for everybody all around, so that you have a positive and a definite light on the cause, whatever it is, and that especially by word of mouth, you know, people start talking about it and it gets interest, the tweeting, the mouth tweeting about your event and your cause, and making it, making people aware of, you know, what's going on and also wanting them to be a part of it. So, in a nutshell, with that, you definitely have to, on the serious side of fundraising, getting yet again a committee together, finding out what your goals are, your target areas, your audience, and really what it's about. You know, what is your mission? What are you really trying to tell, you know, the world about what you're trying to do? And there are a lot of people who do wonderful fundraising for various and very wonderful causes. And I would say what you'd really have to, and as myself, as a planner, one of the first things I do, and I have worked with a lot of profit and nonprofit organizations, and I will say some were not as upfront, and later finding out that what they were really wanting to do was not what they had said. So, and not trying to target, you know, tarnish my reputation, I ended up having to back off. And that's one thing about me is that I, especially when it comes to causes, whether it is social, health, or political causes, I'm strongly for them. But it's really what, you know, what are you really trying to do? And is it serious? Is this what you're really wanting to do? And once those, you know, once those have been verified, definitely working together, making sure yet again, that my clients have little to less to worry about. Once we have sat down and figured out everything, our target sponsors, whether it be on the national, regional or the local scene, to getting them involved, and also the vendors, and of course the audience, getting them involved as well. And the fundraisers can be either from doing bike rides, you know, runs, different galas, contests, whether it is on for the social scene of just doing a lot of conferences and symposiums, or whether it is on the health scene, definitely of doing health fairs, making sure that there are a lot of health screenings involved. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to work with a company located out of Texas that they're wanting to come into the eastern part of the country and bring awareness to hepatitis C, and that is actually little known that that's prevalent actually in this part of the country. People aren't aware of how big hepatitis C is in the Mid-Atlantic region, And so he's really wanting to bring awareness to that.
Excellent. This has been a pleasure and an honor to have you on Newsmaker Line. Give us some closing statements, because we're looking forward to seeing you again on the air, but also looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Give us your closing statements.
Okay. First of all, Russell, I truly, truly thank you so much for allowing me to be on this platform. A lot of my work is done by word of mouth. And, of course, it's by me going out to different networking events. This has been a pleasure to do, and I thank you so much for it. And letting people know that coming to Mitch Marr events and meetings consulting, you are in very good hands, whether it be for a meeting or whether it be for a huge event that you as an individual or as a company you're trying to plan, that you will be in very good hands and everything is taken care of. And our slogan, and I know that may be an old word in the advertising industry, your successful event meeting is our business.
Fantastic. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll see you Monday morning from 10 to 10:30. And don't forget, be there on April 13th, Wednesday at Decadence. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one.